So, Steve-O, today we have another listener question. This one is from listener Wes Lord, and he asks, "What is a cabinet?" That's today's question.
Well, I'm not going to make the obvious joke here because this is actually a great question. It's one of those things that I took for granted in prior episodes because cabinet is one of those pieces of jargon terminology that those of us who speak politics are very used to. But if you don't, you can't easily make sense of it without knowing what it is already.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it is, except that I always pictured it as a room where a bunch of old men sit.
Well, not that far off. So we've talked about the particularities of our voting system and how we don't directly elect a prime minister. The cabinet is one of the reasons that that is okay. Because rather than housing all of the powers of the government in one person, we have a collective of MPs and advisors that influence policy decisions and the directions of the government. This collective is, yes, selected by the prime minister, but they are a united executive body. And so each individual in this is a head of a particular ministry, education, agriculture, whatever. And so they're experts and the primary decision makers within that area of governance.
Oh, okay.
So each of them is then labeled a minister, hence the title prime minister or first minister.
Or cabinet minister.
Right. So this collective is what we call cabinet. Now, the reason we call it that is because historically, this body of advisors would meet in a small private room to advise the king or the queen. And then the king or the queen would act as the united voice for the entire group. Now, one of the cool things about cabinet is that there are sometimes members of it that do not have a particular body that they're working under or ministry that they're working for. But the prime minister has either a political or practical reason for keeping them close. So these individuals aren't caught up in the administration and management of ministries, but they're free to provide other kinds of advice and guidance to the government. And we call them ministers without portfolio, which I
Wow.
think is a cool title.
That's a pretty cool title. Are there lots of ministers with a portfolio? Because if I was prime minister, I'd make you one of my ministers without portfolio.
That's awfully sweet.
Portfolio. I can't say that word.
Portfolio. They're fairly rare. Occasionally it'll happen, but it seems more like a patronage position these days than a legitimate one. So governments tend to avoid it. Now, one of the things about constructing a cabinet is a prime minister looks to representing all of Canadians with it. So, because no prime minister can come close to meeting the variety of peoples that make up this country, a well-crafted cabinet seeks to resolve that.
So does he like pick someone from every province and someone from every race and religion and gender?
Well, see, that's exactly one of the things that they want to try and do with it. Now, that being said, a party that's elected very rarely gets an MP from every single province. And so sometimes they will bring in senators who represent that province, and sometimes a province will go unrepresented. But then you're right, there are other considerations, things like gender parity, linguistic representation, and the inclusion of a variety of ethnic and cultural backgrounds. So in a way, you're right to point out that an ideal cabinet is supposed to be a multicultural microcosm of the country itself. That
But
being said, this
how
almost
likely,
never,
yeah. How likely
yeah,
is that to happen?
it rarely happens in practice because as we said, parties don't necessarily elect from every province, so it's that makes it harder. But there are also other considerations that go into crafting a cabinet. Who is owed favors, keeping your political enemies close, celebrity status, or even skill with a particular portfolio. So our perfect multicultural mirror ends up looking often fairly white and male.
So what I thought it was pretty close, but what it should be is something more.
Exactly.
Was the obvious joke you were going to make about like how it's like a big wooden structure that people put clothes in?
That was it. It was really clever.
Well, I'm glad you didn't make that joke.
Me too.